Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is so good. We thank the Lord today for the opportunity to be here. We thank the Lord, for this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. And what? In this day. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. My sisters and my brothers, God is good. God is good. We give honor to God today, who is our life. Yes. And in him, we move and we have our being. We thank the Lord for his kindness. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. His love, his mercy towards us, his people. Amen. And you know, the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So it's not just for us. He loved the world. He made mankind in his image and in his likeness. And he wants all who are willing and desiring to come to him. Hallelujah. We love the Lord and he loved us. Hallelujah. Know that you love. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Know that you are loved without a shadow of a doubt. Don't let anything or anyone convince you otherwise. You are loved, and there is purpose for you in this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. You are valuable. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. I just have to remind us of these things. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Woo, who is our Father, our Lord, our Master, our King. Yes, and our God. Hallelujah. Give honor. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. To the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 So delighted for you to be a part this morning. We thank God for you for taking out from your very busy schedule and joining us, be it now, tonight, this afternoon, tomorrow, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 1 month. It'll be right on time for you. And we want you to know that we are honored that you tuned in. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Oh, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and just ask that you allow the fire to burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we welcome you this morning. Yes, we do. And we thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. God is good. Our God is good. He is the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is God, and he's God alone. Yes, my God, my God, my God from Zion. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I got my new glasses, and I was writing. I'm going like, whoa. Ooh, this writing is big. These letters are big. Ooh, my my goodness, I got now I have to get used to seeing things as they really are. I've been having a hard time here. But God, in spite of all, I've been able to see and read. Hallelujah. We're going to talk today about, well, what the Lord gave me. Don't return to what God has freed you from. Don't return to what God has freed you from. Don't return to what God has freed you from. The temptation will come. Don't return to that you have been pardoned from. Just saying, we can go a lot of places, but this is what we've been given. Don't return to what God has freed you from. Don't do it. Don't be tempted to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first morning scripture. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 124. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 124. Well, I guess that's what we'll read. All right, Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snares of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. I could shout right there. Oh, I could shout right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Our help comes from the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for that word. Hallelujah. We glorify our God and exalt him yet. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. We thank you for your mercy, Almighty God. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for favor with you and favor with men. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That we're at peace with you and peace with the brethren. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Wherever our name is, we have favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We thank you for your mercy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And thank you that we are kind and merciful for those who are among us, Almighty God. thank you. Thank you for the spirit of forgiveness, for you have forgiven us, Almighty God, and our desire is to be pleasing in your sight. Lord, we release and ask that you forgive, allow us to forgive those who have despitefully misused us. We desire to hold no grudges, Almighty God, against them. Hallelujah, because you don't hold it against us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We ask that you open their eyes that they may see, Almighty God, and see you, Almighty God, your love and your kindness towards them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We understand that so much is done out of the spirit of jealousy and deception, and that has overtaken them, Almighty God. We ask that you set your people free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill them with your love, Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua, we give you glory. We thank you for strengthening us for the journey, Almighty God. We thank you for empowering us to do your will, Almighty God. We thank you that we won't fall back, Almighty God. We thank you that people being our strength, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our leaning post, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for making us aware that you are our leading post. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't be deceived. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Almighty God. For you are the sovereign Lord. Yes, you are. And we thank you for giving us the understanding of it. Almighty God, oh, how we just thank you today. We glorify, we magnify, we exalt. Oh, God, your most holy name. Your name is holy. Yes, it is, Lord God. Ah, oh, God, how we thank you, God. How we praise you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your shalom, Almighty God. How we give you glory. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Ooh, we're totally depending upon you, Almighty God, for you are our source, Almighty God. You meet and you take good care of us. You meet our every need. You are the God that's more than enough. Ooh, glory. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that we're satisfied. Oh, God, how. Oh, we're satisfied. Almighty Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for how you touch us all. Your children, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for touching our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Almighty God. Our nieces, our nephews, our sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving those that would desire to be saved. They're saving those who think they are and they're not. Open their minds of understanding. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Take those that's on the fence. Take them off the fence, Almighty God. Oh, God, thank you for doing it. Those that are healing them. Oh, glory. For you said in your sacred scriptures, I am the God that healeth thee. Oh, glory. We thank you for your healing virtues flowing, Almighty God. Oh, from your throne of mercy, we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you. Oh, God. Yes, we do. We thank you and we give you glory and we bless your name. We thank you for your healing. Oh, yes, we do, Almighty God. Thank you for your healing. Glorious God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty God. And we have our sister and brother on the road on their way to New York. We ask that you grant them traveling mercy. May it be a joyful trip, Almighty God. And when they get there with the saints, may they have a wonderful time in you, Almighty God, and in the fellowship with the saints. Thank you, Lord. And may their return trip be just as joyful and just as peaceful and loving, Almighty God. We thank you. We glorify you. Remembering the Henderson family, we thank you that they are progressing, Almighty God. Thank you for healing continuously, Reverend Nelson, Almighty God. Thank you for remembering the Brown family, the Wilson family, the Milcher family, the Riley family, the Jackson family, the Lee family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering your prophets and your prophets, Almighty God. Thank you for remembering the Grant family, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering the Cottle family. Thank you for remembering the New York phone line, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the participants, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering your prophets, your apostles, your evangelists. Almighty God, we thank you. Yes, we do, Father. We glorify you. Yes, we do. We thank you for empowering them, Almighty God. Your bishops, yes, Lord. Your deacons, your missionaries, your preachers and your teachers of the gospel. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. All those that minister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your mighty name, Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We exalt you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. God, we give you glory. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for remembering these United States. Thank you for remembering our President, Almighty God. Hey, bicycle. Woo, God. Shine, Almighty God. Have your way, Almighty God. We thank you for the storms passing over. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, for ceasing the fires, Almighty God. Oh, God, shower and rain, God. Oh, God. Father, we need you to speak to us. Oh, God, tell us. Oh, God, speak to us, Father. Woo, glory, that's what we need. We need you to speak to us, Almighty God. Those who seek in your face. Woo, God. Those that said, I won't speak, I won't say it until you tell me to say it. Oh, God. Almighty God, speak, Lord. Oh, God, speak, Lord. Ooh, make it clear and plain to us, God. Speak, Holy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have our ear, Almighty God. Where there be plain, Almighty God, and another we won't follow. Thank you for a heart that obeys you, Almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace on the job, Almighty God. We thank you for peace on the job. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Peace on the job. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. On the job. On schools, God. Hallelujah. On the routes to schools. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Safety. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love, Almighty God, for your children. Hallelujah. Oh, remember the senior citizens. Almighty God, we thank you. Oh, for meeting them at their point of need. Caring for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being their encourager, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you glory. Oh, we exalt you. Oh, we magnify you. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it is. The earth is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Peace in the home. Peace with family members. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Give us understanding, and we thank you for it. In Yeshua's mighty name, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. Yes, it is. And we thank God for this day. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And we are just grateful. Yes, we are. We are eternally grateful for the love and the kindness, the peace and the joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Romans the 8th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you eat through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. Let's read that again. 12. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Hold on, excuse me. Listen to this, 13. For if ye live flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Did you get that? Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
And let's just take it to 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall reveal. Look. The glory shall be revealed in us. The blessed hope of the Christian looks ahead with anticipation of the great moment, of this great moment, of this great moment. That's the Bible commentary I read. Give that credit to them. Don't want to steal nothing. But I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. With the glory. So we look with great anticipation at that day, that time. Hallelujah. But we remember, don't forget, that we are debtors, not to the flesh, and we should live not after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit, to mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that reassuring? Didn't I tell you you love? Didn't I just tell you? And you're God's children. Isn't that a blessing? Just let it resonate. Get that understanding. Get that under. There's nothing that you can do. You know, you accepted the Lord as your Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But not, there are rules in living in the kingdom. You don't live by the flesh. It's the Spirit now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not the flesh, but the Spirit. Woo! My God, I'm Zion. That is a little something right there. Oh, yes, it is. It's a little something right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for that something right there. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank God for that something right there. Glory be to his name. His name we praise. Hallelujah. Now, usually Friday, and we're going to try to keep as much of Friday and what we're trying to, well, eventually do on Fridays. But we want to remind you that you will call into the kingdom. You will call to earth to accomplish some things. And we all have something to do.
and to be reassured. There are people who say, well, you just need to sit down. I know one girl, she said, oh, you can't, people can't sing out. They don't need to be trying to sing. Why not? I ain't singing to you. I'm singing to God. If there's someone who can teach someone or give you some instructions on how to sing, hold a note, that's good. But I had one young lady instructor. She said, if you pray and ask God, he'll help you. And, you know, you just say, Lord, and practice. We have to practice. Makes perfect. So, Lord, I want to sing to your glory. Yeah. But, you know, the shower singers, uh-huh, they good. The in-the-house singers, uh-huh, they good. Well, when the joy of the Lord just fall on you, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And you just start singing. You going to tell me I don't need to sing? Hey, hey. And when I get in church, I'm going to sing to the glory of God. Yes, I am. Uh-huh. Oh, so sing to the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's for his ears. Uh-huh. Oh, glory. All I can do is say, Lord, make it pleasing. Make it pleasing to you. Because you know what I'm feeling. You know where I am. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, that I have a vocal cord that I can express in song. Uh-huh. Singing is the gospel, is the message of preaching. And then you hear the word twice anyway. So we can all preach, hey, in song. Uh-huh. We can glorify God in song. Hallelujah. We can tell of his goodness in song. So I can't shut up. Hallelujah. I can't shut up. Hallelujah. 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 But Jeremiah, the first chapter, starting at the fourth verse, it reads as follows. Now, why am I reading this? Because I need to encourage us. Because there are people who will say, you have no business doing this. You're not qualified for this. You're the wrong person for this. Based on their teaching, their understanding, their desires. Let me tell you this. I see it more than I want to. There are people who go, oh, you doing that? Oh, it's, you just don't do that right. You might need to find something else to do. And those same ones, we don't have what you have. You got this. How you get this? How you get that? You know, those same ones, the next time you see them, they're treating you like you nothing. And they done moved up. Don't be intimidated by man. What you have is what you have. God blessed you with it. What a blessing. Don't deny your blessings. Don't put your gifts down. Don't do it. Every open door, ask God for the strength and the courage to walk in and stay in it. The one, well, I don't have this. Well, if that's what you want, ask God. You know, maybe it's his desire to give it to you. But don't take yours and hide it because somebody else is trying to intimidate you with all that false humility. Do not do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll be somewhere and they'll be turning their nose up and say, yeah, they thought they were this and they thought they were that. People do that crazy stuff. People do it. Don't let them do it to you. Do not. Stay encouraged. Oh, you don't think you're too old for this? I don't think it's a discussion that you and I should be having. Let's go here. We have to seek God in everything. We have to know his voice so we can be properly led by him. But don't let people in their jealousy and envy and bullying you and causing you not to do what God has ordained you to do from the foundation of the world. Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. For those who tell you you're too old, you need to sit down. If you have your God said, just let him move out your way. If God has told you to do something and he has wakened it up in you, you bloom. And let nothing prevent that beautiful blossom, because it is to give that beautiful flower. It is to give God glory. Produce your fruit. Produce your fruit for God. Regardless what time in your life it has been ordained by God to have you to produce it. If God has blessed you financially and God has blessed you with material things, don't let anybody cause you to feel guilty about it. If you've always been blessed with material things, you have been blessed with material things. Don't let anybody put you down. The next thing you see, you'll be down and they'll be up and they'll barely talk to you. I'm just saying, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived and don't be bullied. But I just don't, well, hey, maybe you need to pray. This me, that's you. I'll have to answer to God for me. And you will have to answer to God for you, but I cannot allow you to cause me to stumble for your foolishness. Stay strong in the Lord. Keep your confidence in God. And God didn't tell us it was going to be easy. No. But he said and promised, Yeshua said he would be with us. Jeremiah, the first chapter, starting at the fourth verse. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, but thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their face, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So let me do it again. I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Did you hear that? God has put you here, put me here, put us here for his purpose.
I cannot say what yours is, but you will know when you stay close to the Lord and allow Him to show you. There may be some who need to take voice lessons because God is going to use your voice. There may be some who need to learn to play a musical instrument because God is going to use that talent to give Him glory, to bring salvation, open doors, open blinded eyes. Yes. Yes. God used Moses at 80. You know, what is time when you're operating in the plan of God? Did not say it was going to be easy, but it'll be worth it. Your obedience. Listen to God. Move when He directs you. Stay in the Word. And let Him be your guide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Regardless to where you are on that time scale of life, know your God. Know how He speaks to you and allow Him to direct you for His purpose, His glory. Hallelujah. 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 Whew, God is good. We need to be encouraged. I don't care who it is that's trying to discourage you. But stay strong in the Lord. Just stay strong in the Lord. Let's go to Galatians. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spareth not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is He that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, not things present,
nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor creatures shall be able, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And thank God for his word. Glory be to God. Nothing can separate us. Hallelujah. That's what the words say. Mm-hmm. First Galatians, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lord. Thank you. One. Starting at the sixth verse. Yeah, that's good. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Mm. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are of angels from heaven, but though we are any angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preach unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how they beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and waste it. I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And perhaps in the Jews' religion, above many, my equal in my own nation, be more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I confer not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them, which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and turned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But others of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. After I came unto the region of Samaria and Cilicia, and was unknown by the faces unto the churches of Judea, which was in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorify God in me. Paul is verifying the fact that what he preached was not of men, but of God, and how he went away to seek God, and how long he was gone to make sure what he heard, what he knew was of God. And he then tells them, he certified, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not of man. He's saying the Lord gave it to him. The Lord gave it to him. And he started off saying how he marveled that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. How quick and easy it was for them to just forget, go back, go into another gospel. And we shouldn't even say, call it a gospel. That he said, remove from that call you, remove from him that called you into the grace of Christ, into another gospel. I don't know if we really, if we can call that another good news. But we know that it's easy if we are not really rooted and grounded in God, that some other will come and tickle your ear. We can say we have a God said, and before we know it, we've allowed somebody to remove us from, talk us out of what we said. We got a God said. When we say, and we, oh yeah, I got the word. I noticed the word. And then the next thing, you know the word. You said this is what God told you, and this is where you are. And the next thing you know, you're gone. An unstable man. Unstable. You're not rooted and grounded. You got a God said, and then all of a sudden it's not a God said, and it's that easy for you to disobey and walk away from truth that you say you know is truth. What's up with that? Talk to me. Redo it. Once we start to get discouraged and disappointed and start listening to other people, oh yeah, we can get all messed up, but we have to stay steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the word of the Lord. Stay in the Lord. Stay in prayer. When things come to cause you to doubt, go to God. Ask God. God, keep me. Hallelujah. I want to be faithful to you. I don't want to make promises to you and then walk away. That it's not good. God told me to do this, and this is what I'm doing. Okay. But you're not. What happened? Who bewitched you? Who caused you to turn away from your God said? Galatians 3 and 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only what I learn of you, receive ye the spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are now made perfect by the flesh? He therefore that ministers to you the spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the work of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believeth God, it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that ye which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. The Galatians were having problems. There were people who were trying to convince them otherwise, and Paul is again trying to attempt to encourage them to be faithful to what has been preached to them by him. Stay faithful. Stay faithful to God. Stay faithful. Well, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Have a marvelous day. Trust something was said to make a difference in your life. Pray for me and pray for you. God bless.